Samba Minicabs. Yes. Your name, please. Your address and telephone number. And where do you want to go to, sir? Camden Town. Okay, hold on a minute. Alvin Avenue. Can anybody handle Alvin Avenue for me? Over. Is there anybody near Alvin Avenue?
Garfield, stop your shouting. I'm by the Shepherd's Bush roundabout. Over.
Get her to identify herself.
I know who she is. Even you know who she is. East Victoria.
No matter. Still get her to identify herself. But it's the proper procedure.
But I know who she is.
Makes no matter.
What's going on in there?
Who is that? Identify yourself.
What? Are you drunk? Me, of course.
Me who?
Me who?
Victoria SC14. My father owns a bloody place. Stop mucking about.
It's not me.
Is my father there?
He's not in as yet.
Don't forget, today's a big day, lover. Over.
What's going on here?
Honey, look, we'll talk about that later. Over.
It's about time you stop being afraid of my father. Over.
I'm not afraid of your father. Over.
Then you tell him or I will. Over.
Boy, what you doing, eh? When you finish playing Romeo and Juliet, tell me. You're keeping a customer waiting.
Victoria, look, I can't talk now. Someone seems like he's going mad.
Garfield! You haven't given her the customer's address.
Oh, God, yes. Victoria, the address is 235 Alvin Avenue. Over.
Don't shout. I'm not deaf. Over.
Victoria?
What?
I love you. Over.
I love you too. Over.
Will you two stop it?
Okay, okay. Victoria, when you get to 235 Alvin Avenue, ring the bell for flat 5, a Mr. Moon going to Camden Town. Okay? Over.
A Mr. Moon, flat 5, Camden Town. Got it. Over and out. Sign with a big kiss.
Over and out. Sign with a big kiss. How sweet.
Hello, Mr. Moon. Are you still there? Good. The driver will be there in 10 minutes. Blue Maxi. Goodbye.
Okay. Now, what was that all about?
Some man called Mr. Moon. You seen one customer, you seen them all.
Very droll.
What is this? No welcoming committee? Compadre, Signor Alfredo has risen from the dead.
Congratulations.
I like it. I like the cane.
My good and faithful Selwyn.
Faithful? Faithful?
I'm glad to see you haven't changed. You look like a long street of misery. And my young protege, how is my young talented songwriter?
Sit down. He didn't mean you. He said talented songwriter. Alfredo, you want these now or later?
What are they?
Bills. What do you think they are? Unpaid bills. Bills you said you'd paid before you went into hospital.
I don't believe it. What's wrong with this man? I just come from an operation that could have ended my life, and this is how he greets me, with a handful of unpaid bills. I don't have to come here for this sort of treatment, you know. If this is what I wanted, I could have paid a visit to bloody South Africa.
You said you paid as many bills as you could. Which ones?
What's going on here? Are you trying to make me sound feckless, Selwyn?
Feckless? What's that mean?
Feckless means will, spiritless.
Feckless? That doesn't sound like my sort of word.
I'm not a gambling man. I don't drink that much. And I don't have a mistress. Worst luck. I am in this mess for one reason and one reason only.
You were the one who married her, not me.
Alimony. My fall.
Your what?
My fall. My wife took me for damn near every penny. Young man, I hope the day never comes when I hear you talk about marriage.
Well, it's funny you should say that, as a matter of fact. Ow! What's up with you?
Alfredo. Klein's been phoning like mad. He wants you to phone him back.
Klein, not now, Selwyn, man. I've just come back from a sick bed. Samba Minicabs, Alfredo the Samba King here. Si, si, senor. On your name, please. And where do you wish to go? You and your wife wish to go to High Street, Kensington? Good, good. Are you carrying any luggage? Si, si, one blue suitcase. Brown. One brown suitcase, senor. Will you hold the line a minute, senor? Kilburn Park Station. Who can help me out with Kilburn Park Station? Kilburn Park Station once, Kilburn Park Station twice.
Hello, hello. SC07 here. I'm on my way back from Harrow Road. Give me 5 minutes to get to Kilburn Park Station.
Who is that, over?
Ali from Bangladesh.
All the way from Bangladesh? Then you must be tired.
Please?
Could you pick up 2 passengers, amigo? Mr. and Mrs. James, over?
Roger, Roger.
What kind of car you're driving, over?
What?
Your car, what make?
Making?
Jesus, these foreign gentlemen.
He drives a green Ford Escort.
It's okay, Ali. Just tell me when you get to Kilburn Park Station, over?
Where are they going, over?
He wants to get from Kilburn Park Station to High Street, Ken. Stupid Burke. All he's got to do is jump on a number 28 bus. It goes straight there. Oh, well. It is his money. Over.
High Street, Kensington, Roger. Roger, over and out.
Are you still there, Mr. James? Sounds like a song title, doesn't it? Are you still there, Mr. James? Sounds like something the Andrews sister might have sang. Remember the Andrews sister, Mr. James?
He gone, huh? That man has gone round the bend. Alfredo!
Oh, si, sorry. There is a car on the way to you, Mr. James. A green Ford Escort. Enjoy the ride, senor. Goodbye. So how is this songwriting coming along? Been writing, I hope?
Religiously.
Religiously? What are you, a songwriter or a preacher? You know the trouble with most of you young musicians these days, you don't you? They spend too much time playing with their organs and not enough time playing with their instruments. Are you mocking me? Are you? Aren't you going to see the record producer today?
Tomorrow.
You have your cassette already, I hope, with all your songs?
Of course, naturally.
What are you going to do the minute you walk into his room?
Tell him hello?
I mean after you say hello.
I give up.
You're going to convince him you are the next Cole Porter.
Cole Porter? I'm into Rankin, man. Reggae. It's got to have that message or I won't pick it up.
Message? What message? Garfield, I won't be there to tell him what a discovery you are. You have to do the job yourself.
I'll try my best.
Try? Try?
I'll do my best.
Now you're talking. Positive. Self-confidence. Good. What are you going to wear?
It won't be a tuxedo, I'll tell you that much.
Of course it won't be a tuxedo, you idiot. All I hope is that tomorrow you won't be wearing what you're wearing now.
Won't I?
Decidedly not. A white shirt, that's what you should wear.
What white shirt? I'm going to a record company in Ladbroke Grove, not to St. Paul's Cathedral.
A white shirt and a black tie. Pull yourself together, boy. Why do you think so many of your friends are out of work? The way they dress, some of them. They couldn't even find a work in a graveyard.
What? That's why they can't find work. Because of the way they dress. What? Over 2 million people are unemployed in this country. You think it's because they dress badly?
I haven't said that.
Maybe you think it would help the job situation if more black men wore bowler hats.
Your humour is as bad as your manners, young man. I am saying not even a black employer, much less a white employer, would hire some of them. Let's just say they look rather rough and leave it at that. Like they just come from a swim in a moat.
A moat? Oh, God.
Don't be fooled. England hasn't changed that much. Ask any intelligent Englishman out there. They'll still judge you in a suit and a tie. And a decent shirt. You think I'm joking? You try going to an interview looking like Salvador Dali, wearing a beard and a dark glass and a porcupine hat. They won't even consider you.
Alfredo. Alfredo. Klein wants you to phone him. I'm telling you for the second time.
Selwyn, you fuss too much.
Klein rang. Ring him back, please.
Selwyn, I am treating this young man to the value of my experience. The experience of Alfredo Lamas. In other words, what I am telling this young man now could change his life. His life.
God forbid.
Klein wants you to phone him back.
What in God's name is wrong with this man? Selwyn, I will phone him. I promise you. I promise you, Selwyn. You're like the KGB, Jesus. Can we please talk about something else? Please. Beryl came to the hospital to see me.
I thought she would. She phoned here to speak to you. I told her about your hernia. She laughed. Called it poetic justice.
Hernia might be funny to hell to everybody else, but not to me.
Beryl's a good woman, Mr. L. Pity you didn't marry her instead of that other one.
Don't start that again. It's a bit late now to change that.
It's never too late to put things right. Don't sell me short yet, Selwyn.
What's that supposed to mean? What new scheme are you up to now, Alfredo?
I spent a lot of my time in hospital thinking, mainly because there wasn't much else to do. Thinking about my daughter, mainly, but also about Beryl. About Beryl and I, and we never...
I wish I knew what Beryl sees in you.
Man, I don't know how you do it. That woman really loves you, you know.
Wouldn't you, if you had the good fortune to know me?
Your modesty, it's always been the best thing about you.
Come to think of it, I suppose you're right. I'm not only full of my own importance, I'm modest about it as well.
We had a long chat on the phone, me and Beryl. That Australian, Barry, is that his name? He asked her yet again to marry him. That Australian travel agent.
Australian? You honestly trying to tell me that if she had the chance, she'd prefer an Australian to me? Especially one called Barry?
Oh, why me? Eh? Why me? Look, all I'm saying is that Barry, what's his name, has asked her to marry him. That is the second time he's asked her. So you have competition, that's all I'm saying?
Very unfair competition, if you want my opinion. Unfair to the thing from out back.
1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 3-4, 1-1-2. Come in, Bess. Ali here. Just pulled up in front of Kilburn Park Station. Over.
Good, good. Do you see a man and a woman? The man carrying a blue suitcase.
A brown suitcase.
A brown suitcase. Over.
Hold on. As I see them, it's okay. Over and out.
Mr. L, there's something I want to discuss with you.
Discuss? Are you teaching him all these big, noisy words? Talking of big noise, any news from Max Thomas' show? Max hasn't been in touch, I suppose.
Nope, not a word.
The bastard. I think I gave that man his first break. I should have broken his bloody neck while I was at it. Goddamn bastard.
Alfredo, calm down, man.
Ungrateful son of a bitch.
Alfredo.
What is it?
Sure, you gave him his first break. That was over 20 years ago.
Wow. You can get worked up, can't you?
I'm not somebody who just come down from the country. It's an insult, man. I phoned twice. I phoned each time. I got no further than his secretary. I know when I'm being given the runaround. This is Alfredo Lamas, I said. Could I speak to Mr. Thomas? Or could I make an appointment to see Mr. Thomas? And you know what she said? You know what that silly bitch said to me?
We know, Mr. L. You've told us a couple of times.
She
a couple of hundred
said,
times.
Alfredo who? That's what she said to me. Alfredo who?
She's just a secretary.
At my age, it's such a joke.
I didn't say it was a joke.
Anyway, she said worse than that. She said Mr. Thomas is very busy in the studio. Why don't you write him a letter? A letter introducing yourself. A letter introducing myself. I was a star when Max Thomas was just a pale, spotty young man from up north talking about Timil. I used to wonder what the hell this Timil was. I used to think it was the name of some monster or something. Timil, the Loch Ness Monster. Yeah, very funny. Now, all these years later, I'm expected to write him a letter begging for a spot on this radio show. How the mighty have fallen.
You're not begging him for anything. You're just writing to remind him who you are.
Boy, shut your mouth!
I should do what?
I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, Mr. Lammas.
I should remind him who I am. Who I, Alfreda Lammas, am?
Oh, Lord, forget I spoke.
Young man, the young man hates me. Why does he hate me?
Saved by the bell. Minicabs. Yes, we'll take you to Heathrow Airport. Be glad to. Your name, address and telephone number. Mrs. Dawes. Yes. Sutherland Avenue. Yes. 3586. Yes. Okay, the driver will be there within 15 minutes. If not, I'll phone you back. Goodbye.
Did you say Sutherland Avenue?
Sutherland Avenue.
Sutherland Avenue. I need a driver to pick up a customer at Sutherland Avenue. Sutherland Avenue? Any takers for Sutherland Avenue? Come on now, Sutherland Avenue. Won't bite, I promise you.
Where the hell is everybody?
Any empty cars? Come on, for effing sake.
SC40 here, I'm free. But I got a hospital appointment, so I'm not free.
What's going on there? Who is this?
It's me, Larry Jolson, over.
I don't care if you're Al Johnson. We got a customer waiting to go to the airport. Where would I be if I just popped into hospital every time I felt like it?
I'm sorry, can't do it, over.
Sorry? Hell, if you can't do it, go work for the hospital instead. Over.
Alfredo!
It's no wonder you can never hold on to your drivers. Over.
That's it. You are fired. Over.
Stick your job. Over and out.
Larry! Larry! Larry!
Let him go.
You seem to forget. We don't have enough drivers as it is.
I shouldn't have lost my temper.
Have you got your car?
Yes. Okay, I'll do it.
His car can't make it as far as my blast, much less the airport.
There's nothing wrong with my car. Nothing right with it either.
Here, take my car.
Hand me the docket, please. It's got her address. Before I go, Mr. Eld, there's something I have to say to you.
Garfield, later. The customer's waiting.
I've put it off long enough.
Tell me quickly.
Oh, maybe I better tell you later. It's about Victoria.
Victoria? Stay a minute. You're always in such a hurry.
We want to get married, Victoria and I, with your permission.
You better go. You're always so slow.
I love your daughter. She'd make a good home for the two of us.
You and my daughter want to set up home together.
We want to get married.
The customer is waiting, young man.
Look, we're going to have this out now.
Who does he think he's talking to?
Don't bring me into it.
I've made up my mind to marry your daughter with or without your permission.
I am her father. As far as I am concerned, she's too young to marry you or anybody else.
Concern? A bit late now, isn't it, for your concern?
Careful, boy, careful.
I'm not a boy.
Calm down, you too.
Give me one good reason why you don't want me to marry her.
One. She's my daughter. Two, you're a minicab driver. Need I say more?
You bastard.
I'm only being truthful. I'm sure you appreciate frankness.
Garfield, why don't you go up to the airport? Come back later.
To hell with the airport. I'm not going.
Typical, typical.
Don't push your luck.
And you wish to marry my daughter?
Changed. Is this an example of the way you've changed? Oh, we both know why you don't want me to marry her. Still comes down to one word, right? Must come as a shock to you to think your daughter fancies me and not some white man.
Garfield, where are you going?
The airport. Where else?
Congratulations. Great show.
I have changed. I know you both think, but you're wrong. I have changed. I have.
Alfredo, what do you plan to do about Klein? Huh? Weeks and weeks ago, that man gave you a deadline. It's not his fault that you went into hospital.
And the thing about it is that he likes me. The boy likes me. I know he does. I feel terrible treating him like that.
You'll never get over it. I beg your pardon. Knowing you, you'll get over it. You always do.
What a nasty thing to say.
I want to know if you plan to sell to Klein or not.
Selwyn, the truth is. Hardly anybody came to see me in hospital. You, Beryl, Garfield, Victoria, 4 people in 3 weeks. It's a bad joke. Once I was so popular. I can't take it, man. I'm beginning to feel like I am the bloody prisoner of Zenda. Why doesn't Mac Thomas phone me?
The hell with Mac Thomas!
She didn't even know who I was, Selwyn.
Look, you're going to upset yourself.
She sounded about 12 years old. The radio station hired them that young for one purpose only, to spite performers my age. I had my own radio program when she was still sitting on the potty. My own radio program, my own nightclub, records that danced to not only over here in Sweden, the Caribbean, Africa.
I know, man. I was there too, remember?
My own fan club. I even had my own fan club.
Our fan club. Wasn't just your fan club.
The Signor Alfredo Orchestra fan club. People used to write all the way from Land's End to Lagos, Nigeria, to belong to the fan club. Now it's all passed away. Now a 20-year-old secretary at the BBC treats me like I've got foot and mouth disease. I failed, Selwyn. No matter how you slice it, if they forget you this quickly, then you've failed.
Why do you keep on blaming yourself?
After all these years, I still can't come to terms with it.
But that's the difference between us. You haven't. I have.
We were stars. Even you were a star. Well, sort of.
Thank you.
The Queen Mother, she knew us.
That's one way of looking at it.
Remember all our tours? That Far East tour, remember that one? And what about that time we went to Japan? They say the Japanese are inscrutable, but one visit from us and even the Japanese are pretty scrutable. 20 years ago. Yet it's like yesterday. It was champagne, sunshine, ole, all the way.